doing this in one shot, kid. One shot, kid. And now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 199C. I'm going to do a C, boxing, and then D, MMA, and then 200 will be wrestling, and I will let you know the lineup for that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to devote this episode, real quick episode, to Miguel Cotto, who finishes his record with 41-6, 33 knockouts, and last night only made, he could live off, $750,000, you would hope. Miguel Cotto said, win or lose, this would be his last fight. He fought last night, December the 2nd, at Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena, his home away from home. My home away from home. I've been to Madison Square Garden for many, many wrestling events. Circus, Knicks game, MMA recently for the first time. Never for boxing. But I did see Miguel Cotto fight live in Yankee Stadium a couple of years ago when he fought Foreman. And I know Foreman was injured and Miguel Cotto took advantage of that. And there was a bunch of fights that were so-so. No disrespect to those guys on the card. But I went to see Cotto and there was a lot of Puerto Ricans and a lot of boxing fans that went and supported Miguel Cotto live from Yankee Stadium. Did they sell it out? No. They kind of cut it in half, but it was still exciting. Exciting to see. And I believe they took his gloves and they're going to put it in the Yankee Hall of Fame. And that will be... That is the first fight in the new Yankee Stadium. The one that opened in 2009. And they won a championship in 09. They won it that same year. And after that, they haven't won anything since. They came close to, they were one game within a World Series this year, but that's not what this is about. It's all about Miguel Cotto. Win or lose, his 12,391 fans went to see him one last time, including my boy Jerry. He went to see him at Madison Square Garden, and Saddam Ali, the Olympian, took that belt and ruined the farewell, riding into a sunset, similar to John Elway, or similar to Carlos Beltran, his other fellow Puerto Rican who just won a championship with the Houston Astros. But this is it for Miguel Cotto. He is done, and I always liked Miguel Cotto. What I liked about him is you knew whenever you was going to watch Miguel Cotto fight, you was going to see a fight. You was not going to see a show and dance. You're not going to see a lot of smack talk. Not like Mayweather running around for 12 rounds. Mayweather knew this last fight, it was against Conor McGregor, that he had no shot. He was toying with him, and eventually, whatever, TKO in the 10th round. But to say the least, ladies and gentlemen, you always got to see a fight. And this guy, for a guy who, his first 32 professional fights, he was undefeated until he went into Margarito, and we all know that scandal, but he got his revenge fight. He's not afraid to experiment with new trainers. He switched to Ferdy Roach, and you know, he lost his last two out of three fights, but it wasn't his fault that his fight was booked first, and then the Mayweather fight was booked on the same day as August 26th, so of course, all the entourage, all the media, all the hype was away from Cotto, and it went straight into Showtime pay-per-view and Money Mayweather. So, with that being said, Miguel Cotto looked good the first six rounds, or he looked good the entire fight, but it looks like Ali put the pedal to the metal the second half of the fight. This guy Ali, he came out of nowhere, not out of nowhere, but he was he's 26-1 now. 2008 Olympian, 14 knockout. This was his second title shot and his first world title. Think about that. His first world title, and 2008 Olympian, 26-1, and it's his first world title. He told Max Kellerman that he injured his bicep in the seventh round, and that. That's all hindsight 2020. Maybe ironically he messes up his bicep and Ali takes advantage of that. I don't know. I'm not in that position to really say that. Miguel Cotto, this is his 10th fight at the Garden. And they said, I'm reading an article, I'm going off from what I saw and also from what I've seen online and off the internet, USA Today, His second loss was to Austin Trout 5 years ago, so I believe his Madison Square Garden record, therefore, is what? 8-2. But, you know, one thing I like about Miguel Cotto, he's a fighter's fighter. He's willing to exchange with you in the pocket, and he was always willing to adapt and always willing to continue to learn. What happens with several people, whether it's in business or whether it's in boxing, they get complacent and they get too comfortable, and then 5 years comes down the line, 10 years comes down the line, 15, down the line, 20, and they look back at their life and they say, "What, you know, what did I do? What was the purpose of my life?" And it's too late, too little, too late. Whether it's to go into wrestling or into boxing or into MMA or into sports or into art or into finance or higher education or hospitality, and it's too late to make that change. But Miguel Cotto got to live his dream. And he's fought to who's who in boxing. You know, he of course, the controversy of Margarito with Mayorga, with Pacquiao, with Zab Judah, with the Magic Man. And think about it. He was 32-0. 32-0 and 0 until finally he ran into Margarito. And, of course, you know, he lost to Mayweather, lost to Canelo, and he took 2016 off to recover from injuries and clear the web, and he defeated the Yoshihiro Yamaguchi or Yamaguchi August 26th, the same night that Mayweather and McGregor fought. So no ratings that I'm aware of there, and he lost to Saddam Ali, as you know. So Miguel Cotto, you know, I remember that controversy with Margarito when he beat him, and that we were all shocked. Oh my God, he defeated Cotto, and then the controversy comes around afterward that his hands were tampered and this and that, and in the return fight, Cotto took care of business. He beat the crap out of Margarito, and I love it. I love that, you know, he got his revenge there. Hey, listen, you know, boxing has lost a gentleman, a true gentleman, in Miguel Cotto. You know, Mayweather, whether he's retired or not, that counted as a professional fight, so he beat McGregor, you know, whatever. You say what you may about Mayweather, but you may not like his personality. You may not like the choices that he makes as a human being, but you have to give him respect where credit is due. Mayweather is just an amazing athlete in itself. And to jump, I don't want to jump around different topics, but him, I think Cotto gave him a run for his money. That's a, you know, you could also say, you know, Zab Judah or Mosley was just a hook away from beating him. There's a lot of people. There's, you know, it's always close, but no cigar. But in Cotto's case, I really thought he, besides Mayweather, which I really think that, besides McGregor, which I think he just let him hit him, Cotto really was the one that physically, you know, Mayweather, although he had beat him in just yet another decision, I felt that he gave him one of his best fights of Mayweather's career. And I thought that if Cotto would have kept going, he probably would have won. But Mayweather has amazing cardio, and the later the fight goes, the advantage goes to Mayweather. He could fight old school 15-round fight, and that's what happens. People punch themselves out, and then Mayweather just wins them in a technical game and hit, you know, punches thrown, punches landed, and you can't catch him. You just can't catch him. And just like Canelo knows, just like Pacquiao knows, just like Cotto knows, you just can't catch Mayweather. You just can't. Cotto, you know, one of his six losses, of course, was Margarito, Trout, of course, Pacquiao, who just recently lost, which I couldn't believe that. He beat Mayorga. But for Miguel Cotto, he's a fighter's fighter, a guy who can get in the pocket and really, you know, slug it out with you. It's not like Mayweather who wants to, you know, punch his throne, punch his land, and runs around for 12 rounds and he wins via, I guess, I mean, it's not that it's a bad strategy. It's just that that's not my type of fighter. My type of fighter was always Miguel Cotto. You know, although I'm not Puerto Rican, of course he's Hispanic, and I'm always willing to back a Hispanic. Not that I don't back, you know, African American or anything, but, you know, but it is what it is. You know, we could all relate. You know, for those who are Hispanic and relate to Miguel Cotto, and he's a family man. He's the opposite, of Mayweather, and being able to spend money and endorse strippers and all that stuff. So, for Miguel Cotto, you know, hopefully he saved a lot of money and there's a lot of things he could do, whether it's here in the United States or back home in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico needs it now. You know, I was at an event on Friday night and the infrastructure couldn't handle, you know, Hurricane Maria before. You know, Puerto Rico was in tremendous debt, and now with this hurricane makes it a lot worse, and people are still volunteering, people still shipping water, still shipping canned goods to Puerto Rico, and electricians are still going to Puerto Rico, and cops are still going to Puerto Rico because, you know, that's, Puerto Rico needs all the help they can get. You know, we know that the Key West area of Florida is rebuilding. We all know Houston's rebuilding. You know, Katrina 10 years later, 12 years later, are still rebuilding, but they're in a much better place today than what they were 12 years ago. But for Puerto Rico, it's going to take a long time, and they're going to need all our help. And maybe Miguel Cotto, at that point, at this present time, maybe he could help out the island as much as possible. You know, they say, from what I know, San Juan, it's up and running and this and that, but once you get to the outskirts, once you get to the outside of San Juan, once you get to some of the outer cities, you know, those are the people that are impacted. And, you know, do people, celebrities such as Mariano Rivera, who I heard was down there, whether it's Miguel Cotto, I mean, I guess he could be a philanthropist. I'm not his career counselor. I'm not his career coach by a stretch. But I know the island needs, I'm not just saying celebrities, just needs help in general. You know, if you could give to any charity that could give to Puerto Rico, and they could give directly the supplies to the individual. You hear people that steal, you know, the water, steal canned goods. No. We need organizations that could fly down there and provide, food and water and clothing and clean clothing. And we need individuals, skilled individuals who could rebuild houses and who could, set correctly the infrastructure. I'm not saying hurricane proof. Nothing is natural disaster proof, but provide a stronger infrastructure so that if this were to happen again, which, you know, they're in the middle of the hurricane belt every season, that they could handle it next time. So hopefully Miguel Cotto could devote some of his time rebuild Puerto Rico as a philanthropist. Oh man, I know his fellow Puerto Rican Fat Joe. I know Jay-Z. Someone told me a story how Jay-Z bought a plane he got a plane and it was Fat Joe's job to kind of fill it up with supplies and partner with corporate partners and strategic partners and they flew stuff down there and they were able to provide stuff to Puerto Rico. So the reason why I just went into a tangent with Puerto Rico because Cotto's career is over. He's Puerto Rican and maybe he could help. So, and for those of you who could help, please, you know, reach out to some of the nonprofits in New York City or nonprofits, throughout the country that you know can help out to help out those victims of Hurricane Maria down there. So, yeah, so Miguel Cotto, what I loved about him at that point was, yeah, is his ability to be able to fight you. And after a loss, you know, being able to go back, watch the film. I don't want to quote Ben McAdoo, but go back, watch the film and be able to correct his mistakes and then move forward and hopefully correct his mistakes in the next fight, not make the same mistakes. I love Miguel Cotto. I'm going to miss him a lot. You know, Mayweather's gone. The Klitschko's is gone, and I know we have Deontay Wilder, but the heavyweight division is still in shambles. He's a classy guy, and I'm really going to miss him. Now it's the era of Berto and Thurman, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. You know, Andre Ward supposedly called it quits now, so we really don't have a clear-cut star. Who's going to replace Floyd Mayweather in these money fights? You know, Mayweather made $150 million, whatever it was, alone for this circus against Conor McGregor, right? But who else? You know, you can't compare a World Series or an NBA Finals or a Stanley Cup Finals or the Super Bowl. Well, maybe the Super Bowl is a little bit different, but there is nothing like a big fight field. Nothing like a big fight field. And Miguel Cotto, he didn't sell it out, but it takes two to tango, you know. Saddam Ali is not a household name, but let's say if he was to fight Mayweather, let's say in his last fight, of course, that place would have sold out. But But for Miguel Cotto, he's a classy guy. Now it's the era of the Thurmans and the Birdos, and who knows? Who knows who's left? Who is left in this in boxing? Boxing needs someone. They need someone to rise from the ashes and save them, because boxing, as you know, whether it's GGG or Canelo or whoever, you know, it all starts, you know, with the politics up top. And we all know what happened with the GGG and Canelo decision. We all know that it was a good fight, but we all clearly know when you watch that fight from the naked eye that GGG won that fight. I mean, initially when I first watched the fight, okay, that fight, you could say, okay, all right, I can see a draw. But looking back, you know, rewatching that fight and then looking at the commentary by all the fans, yeah, man, you know, GGG won that fight. and that judge, I don't know, probably scored that card even before that they got rid of it. And that's the problem with boxing. It's two problems with boxing, okay? One, the corruption, and it's been happening for years, but it's so transparent or so obvious now that it just gets me upset. And the second thing is, you know, who's going to emerge as the next star? You know, where are the days of Tyson, of getting, you know, your aunts and uncles and family members together for a big fight? You know, for Tyson, where are the days of the Holyfield? Where are the days of the Foreman? Where are the days of the Ali's, the Frazier? Those days, where are those days? You know, I miss them so much. You know, we're in 2017, going into 2018. You know, where is that? I know the Premier Boxing PBC Championship or PBC has, you know, deals with national networks and cable networks and tries to bring back that vintage old school boxing, but I don't know. Boxing has a long way to go. A big fight always will make money, of course, because of all the individuals that are involved. But at the same time, boxing is nowhere near what it was. Nowhere near what it was. I don't know, 5-10 years ago. So, with that being said, I don't know. Who's going to emerge? I have no idea. I have no idea. Who is it going to be? Is it going to be Keith Thurman? Is it going to be Deontay Wilder? Is it going to be GGG? I don't know. Is it going to be Canelo still? Canelo's still a young guy. He has over 50, 60, 70 professional fights. Could it be him? I don't know. I have no idea. Who is going to emerge as the next big star? Oh, man. Boxing. And I used to love boxing. And I still love getting together with my boys and watching a big fight. Even though it's tough to stay up to 11 or 12 in the Eastern time zone, I'm always asleep by then. But I watched the Canelo fight, GGG, and I didn't watch, I saw highlights of the Cotto fight. I did not catch the actual fight, but I did see the highlights, and I've been a fan, so I guess I could commentate a little bit. And, you know, we'll see what happens. All right, so that's it for episode 199C, my boxing edition. It's been a pleasure. My next one that I'm going to record right away is the MMA. We had some great fights last night. But Miguel Cotto, thank you for being a nice gentleman. Thank you for being an awesome gentleman. And thank you for your contribution to the sport of boxing. And we'll see what happens going forward. Who is going to be your, you know, who's going to replace you in the sport of boxing as a guy who was a classy guy who could hopefully be able to, you know, help out Puerto Rico. I didn't see the highlights last night, so I don't know. Maybe he's already doing it. Hopefully, good luck to your island of Puerto Rico. Good luck to you and your future endeavors, and we'll see what happens. I could see him doing a lot of things. And to Saddam Ali, congratulations on your win. Nothing to disrespect you in any way, shape, or form. And we'll see what happens. We will see what happens with the sport of boxing coming up. I don't know what's a big fight. I have no idea. What's a big spring fight? No clue. Is it going to be Mayweather and Pacquiao? I mean, Mayweather. Is it going to be McGregor, Pacquiao? Who knows? Who the hell knows? Who the hell knows? All right, guys. Been a pleasure. I'm almost at the 20-second mark. So I'm going to please download this episode. Tell your friends about Miguel Cotto and thank you for your contributions to boxing. Thank you for your contributions to Madison Square Garden, the New York Tri-State area. Thank you for be rising above the Kings in Puerto Rico. Thank you, Cotto. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's over, baby.